Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. Saturday morning, it is gorgeous outside Lincoln, Nebraska. You're gorgeous today. Gorgeous, I say. DP on a Saturday. Lots to talk about. Lots to cover. You can be a part of what we're doing. Hit me up. Hit me with a what's up or a fist bump on the Sartor Hammond text line 402-464-5685. Please, love to hear from you. I want to know what you're doing on your Saturday. What this weekend sounds like for you. Hopefully you're doing something really good. Tell me something good on the text line. Tell me something good, something you're happy about. And we will share it, because if it makes you happy, it will make others happy. And that is why we're here. That is why we are here. Downtown is busy for a variety of reasons. So we tell folks, bring love into the city and love will leave the city. That's what I am going to ask you to do today. The good word says, love thy neighbor today. Do that. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961, if you want to do what we're doing and see what we're seeing. This would be a really cool day. I may ask Jackson to put up the street cam at several points of the day, just to kind of show what Lincoln's mood and vibe is. It's colorful today down here, and it's good to see. A lot of folks out here. Lots to talk about in this. Of course, yesterday we spent the majority of the day in Omaha at the Blur tailgate at the Hilton Omaha. And let me rave about it. We will be back there broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if you're going to be down there, or if you're looking for, you're just looking to be a part of it, even if you don't have game tickets, and the game tickets are a spicy bunch, going forward. So, different prices, different numbers going forward, starting this afternoon, this evening, the ticket prices change. We'll go through those in a later segment, so you have some idea. But if you want to be a part of it and just come down there, the Blur tailgate event is always an exceptional event, well organized, well run. Stacy and company for putting this thing together, and the food is exceptional. The beverage is exceptional. Tented area, air conditioned, misted, top level bathroom facilities, smoking area away from the crowd, plenty of tables for you to be. This is the 13th annual. This event is at the corner of 12th and Cash. Can't miss the Big White Tent for Blur parties on the south side of Cash Street. It's an all-inclusive bar and buffet. All-inclusive. So 18 TVs, so you don't miss anything that's going on. Multiple seating options. And if you're fancy, there's a hammock, you know, and then it's first come, first serve, or first come, first nap, depending on how you want to look at it. The packages are exceptional. You can buy tickets at the door if you want, but they would tell you that they would suggest that you purchase them in advance at blurevents.com/Omaha, www.blurevents.com/Omaha. The packages run through the 21st. You know, Saturday, it's a pretty good deal. You can, for $84, you can get lunch in the dinner buffet. So two separate buffet trips for your soda water and cash bar, for $114 lunch and dinner buffet, soda water, beer, wine, and cash bar. And for $1.34, you get everything, lunch, dinner, buffet, soda, beer, water, and mixed drinks. So you have the choice. It is a wonderful event, and I would highly recommend it. In the space, there's also another way to enjoy the College World Series experience. And you can do it simply by there's a like I want to call it like the College World Series village of shopping, merch, food, food variety. I mean, you could get everything you could possibly imagine in the space. And then they did it. They added another really cool thing this year in that State Farm is there. And State Farm has figured out a way to create and craft bobbleheads, custom bobbleheads. And you can choose the body type. You can choose in some cases. So you can get football, tennis, golf. You can get race car driver. You can get fireman, police officer. You do all those things, right? Whatever your craft, whatever your thing is, you can choose it, male or female. And it puts your face on it. It puts your face on it. And you would think for the idea of it that it would take it took all of 3 minutes. All of 3 minutes, because you know they just put the face on. And then the capper is that it's free. It's free. So if you're in the village, if you're up there, again, you don't have to have a game ticket to go to the game, but of course, ideally. You do, but if you just want to go and now again, the College World Series village is not as air conditioned and covered as the Blur events. It's a different experience because you're out in the elements. And if it's going to be like right now, it's popping about 76, should be around 86 or so, later on today. So just prepare, for that. Give yourself some options. I did want to share. And again, we'll spin the wheel. Again, I always remind folks that an hour of one-on-one is like a box of Forrest Gump chocolates. You're never quite sure what you're gonna get. And that is true today. That is absolutely true today because there's lots to talk about in the space. And I want to get to some of it, but I do want to hit you with some breaking news. And I'm excited to share it because it's the first time to be able to talk about Forward, like Ticket Forward. We're in June, and right around the corner is one of those seasonal changes that we have to prepare for now. And if I set Jackson, if I asked you what happens on July 30th. What comes to mind?
July 30th. I have no idea.
Right.
July 30th.
Right. July 30th. So, and how it relates to the ticket, because it's a big deal. As we know, last year we did some pretty exceptional things with streaming and et cetera. But on July 31st, the NFL Hall of Fame game takes place and the ticket will air it. This year, it is the Detroit Lions and the LA Chargers at 7 o'clock on July 31st. And that allows me to intro some of the football programming that we're working on here on the ticket. And it's pretty interesting. So we have a couple of different services that we will use, and they provide opportunity. I found it interesting that what is being offered, the two teams that have offered all of their preseason games are the Dallas Cowboys and the Las Vegas Raiders. So we will carry as much of those as possible. Now, remember, we have a priority to the Kansas City Royals through the duration of their season. So we have to juggle. There is some possibility that we could juggle in the right direction and get as many of these as possible. And that's the ultimate idea, is that we get as much preseason football as possible. We know that we will have the Raiders in Seattle on August 7th. We will have Cowboys and the Rams on August 9th as well. We know that on as we head into what looks like a full preseason, you get Dallas and Baltimore You also get the Raiders and the 49ers and what is a regular and annual preseason tilt in the Bay, where they, well, what used to be the Bay, and now it's Vegas and San Francisco. But it still holds the same venom and spice as when they were neighbors in the Bay. You'll get the Raiders and Cardinals on the 22nd, and you'll get Dallas and the Atlanta Falcons. And then you would think that we would get excited because, you know, that takes you, there's that weird 2-week break between the last NFL preseason game and the regular season, because they, cuts made, players transferred around and move around. And there's lots of that to talk about. But as we did last year, we also were purposeful in choosing to carry college football games on the ticket. Again, with a couple of different services, you get a couple of different options. And I'll remind folks that, of course, our priority in the college football season is Huskers first. And that is in full Husker pregame, and then Husker postgame. We would have the ability often, when the schedules match and allow, that we can broadcast another college game while the Huskers are playing. And then once the Husker game ends, we come back for the Husker postgame show. And it looks like those durations, you know, 3 hours for the pregame, 2+ for the postgame, depending on the time of day and the opponent and the results. Because quite frankly, if it's a night game, our talent doesn't want to be here until 2 o'clock in the morning. But we will do our best. We will do our best. I'm actually okay with doing late night postgame shows. I'm okay. Like sitting here in the windows of downtown Lincoln on a Husker game day, that's not a terrible thing to do, is to sit back and watch the traffic, watch the people, watch the celebrations or the mourning, whatever it is. And then we often during football season we'll pop up the street cam just to show the vibe of Husker Nation on a game day. And over the since we've been here, it's been better. We have to remind people, and it's pretty funny. Jackson, I don't know if you were around for it last year, but were you around? Were you
a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to remind often the young people who have had a beverage or two, and their courage and judgment have both been altered, that the camera, yes, the camera exists, but that the internet is forever, and that anything you decide to do in front of that camera, could go on the internet and it could go on the stream, and we need for you to be considerate of that. So it's never, it's always pretty interesting. You go, ma'am, there's a camera. Just point at it. Just, you know, we appreciate it. We understand it. We get it. Peter Ferguson, you know, listen, bro. I know that makes you happy. This, you know what? This is the thing. Peter Ferguson, of course, you know, please join him Sunday morning. He's got a wonderful Father's Day show that he's going to do tomorrow morning here on the ticket. You know, girl dads and et cetera. But what he does bigger than the score, you know, you talk about for the people. Peter Ferguson's show and his conversations are for the people. And it is so much so, and I'm not supposed to have favorites, but I love that show because I've never sat through that show and felt bad about people. I always feel better about the future. I feel better about the direction and leadership, and that there are people out there who care about the young people of Lincoln in full. It's not, you know, bit and piece. It's not because of anything other than it's the right thing to do. Right. And so it's there. Crowbait, how you doing this morning? Greatly appreciate it. Yeah, Pete, we're gonna carry the Cowboys. It's a thing. And it also plays, here's what's funny, is that it plays into the regular season schedule, because they get used to having the talent and the equipment in those spaces. So they offered the ticket the ability to carry all the Cowboy games. And I just thought, no, that is not why I bought a radio station. That is not I'm a kid from DC. Listen, I have ancestors that would stand up and come back to life if they found out I was carrying the Cowboys every weekend on purpose. Like on purpose. If they happened to be the national game, okay, you know, it's a thing, right? We understand. But the idea that I would on purpose. Well, no, because again, we have a couple of different streaming options. And one simply chooses the best game of the week or that time slot, right? In that time slot. So we will carry, for the NFL this season, we will carry every Thursday night game. We will carry every Sunday night game. We will carry every Monday night game. Thursday, Sunday, Monday. So that's a wonderful schedule. Look, if there's nothing else that you're talking about, and carrying games that in your car and terrestrially, you will have the ability digitally to follow the NFL on the ticket. And then to add to that, we will have an early game at 11, and we will have a late game at 2:30. So your Sundays will be about NFL football. And mind you, you'll still be able to get all of the ticket local programming on the streams. That's why I keep telling folks, make sure you have the app. Make sure you follow on YouTube. Make sure you follow on Facebook that you like and follow on Facebook, on X, on Instagram. And if you haven't done it, I'm asking you to do it now. Download it so you have it. I'm gonna. Yeah, it is a thing. It is live and happening outside, on O Street. The folks are out and flags are up and people are out and signage and it's gonna be. And again, I just want to remind folks, love today. Don't care what you believe, love. Whatever you believe, love. Because everybody here today that you encounter is your neighbor. Some are your family, most are your friends, if that's what you choose. Say what you want to say, but put some love on it. That's what I would say. You know, the NFL schedule, there are a couple of days. So on September 4th, the NFL will debut its season on a Thursday night. And it will be, again, can't complain about it because it's the Dallas Cowboys against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. We will air that game in full on Thursday, September 4th. On September 5th, that Friday night, normally, we would be into Lincoln Public School high school football. Except on that night, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chargers play at 6:30. We will also carry that game. So the first two games of the NFL season, we will carry. As a matter of fact, the first three, because we'll have one Sunday morning and then carry us into the day. Now, here's what happens in the schedules, because some of it becomes, for the NFL, some of it is to be determined, to be announced. But here's what we know. And what we're talking about. We know that some of the games scheduled, that you're going to get a Sunday night game with Baltimore and Buffalo, a rematch. That first Sunday, it's Baltimore versus Buffalo at night. It's a night game. Buckle up. Then the Thursday night game is the Washington Commanders versus the Green Bay Packers. They keep it locked and loaded. You get Dallas versus the Giants and then Atlanta versus Minnesota. As a part of the package, you're going to get the following week, Thursday, you get the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. You get the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Houston Texans. It's star-laced and star-filled. It is a full schedule. So the NFL schedules are going to be insane. and we will carry them here on the ticket. And that's, again, you'll still get all of the local programming. I need to keep saying that because people, you know, being able to put things on the stream and make sure that, you know what, you want to be able to hear Pete Ferguson. You want to be able to hear Jeff and Nicole. You want to be able to hear Jay Foreman's Inside the Huddle. You want to be able to hear the Breeze on a Sunday, you know, as we're recapping Husker football, college football, NFL previews on a Sunday during football season. Make sure you have it. And I'm just going to say this because it's still going to happen. I've talked in the past that I would like to have a ticket fan forum where, depending on the game of the day in the NFL, that we have a show at some point on Sunday. And of course it'll be local and it'll be on the stream. But to have, like, if I'm pretty sure Pete Ferguson thinks of himself as the Dallas Cowboy fan in this area, right? The he's the guy. But I'm sure that there are other Cowboy fans that would like to challenge Pete for that. Now, Pete is a trusted broadcaster now. So that certainly plays into it, right? That certainly plays into it. But we would need super fans, right? And we probably call it super fan show, right? That we would have, again, the way the studio is set up, we can have three super fans on a Sunday, right? And they come in and they talk about the NFL weekend, especially their teams. Like, what's going on with your team? So if you're a 49ers fan, we would need one. We would need one Packers fan. We would need one Raiders fan. We would need one Eagles fan, one Giants fan, one 49er fan who can have these conversations and not in the podcast sense, but in the broadcast sense, because we would need for you to be prepared, professional, and not go rogue and just start F-bombing all the place, right? We want a full show. Like, we would want a full hour, but I need for, it'll be, have to be people that we would audition and like, because I'm not, look, it's the FCC. I'm not playing with it, right? Like, I'm not just going to throw randoms on and just allow them to say what they want to say that way. But I think it would be interesting to have people do this. So, Jackson, here's what I would like for you to do.
Okay.
At some point over the next few days. Craft a graphic, or at least make a video that says, the ticket is looking for super fans, NFL super fans, who will be a part of this program where ticket super fans talk about the NFL. And we would need a super fan from each team. Of course, some super fans would get more opportunity than others, because unfortunately, if your team is at the bottom of the NFL, it's not going to be on many games of the week. It's not going to be like in a game that we carry. So imagine on the week, again, if we're airing Green Bay and the Commanders, I need a Commanders fan and a Packers fan to talk about what they think is going to happen, what's going on with their teams, and et cetera. And I think that would be fair. But just to allow people, and you guys can put it on the text line. So if you're interested, put it in the text line that you're interested, any team. So your name, your team. And I will start a ledger of it so that we can get all of the NFL teams covered and then find out. In some cases, we'll have multiple fans. And there'll be time. So imagine if there are three or four Raiders fans. So Wendell says, you know what? I'd love to come on here and talk about the Raiders. So what if imagine this, that, you know, the four Raiders fans come in and all pitch why they should be the Raiders super fan for the ticket. And we'll put it on social media. We'll allow people on social media who are in the area. Of course, we're not streaming it. We need people in link, people in the area, right? People in the area who can come in studio and have these conversations. And I would imagine Pete Ferguson would be first on the list for the Cowboys. We can just go ahead and say that. But he would be like, he's got keys to the house. You may have to beat him down. you may have to beat him down. So we were going to do that again to create and craft a super fan show here on The Ticket. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We're not done talking about football on The Ticket because the college season is near. It's coming. And we will talk about some of the games that have been offered to us to carry for you, to air for you here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is a gorgeous Saturday. Jackson, I'm going to ask you to do a thing and grab the street cam. Put it up for a brief moment. Nah, we'll do it. That's okay. We were talking about outside the studio. It's just active right now. It's active. It's more active than it is during the Husker pregame. Just to tell you what that is, right? And again, just a reminder, and it doesn't matter what version of an American you are, that loving Americans should be the thing. Love each other. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Love those like you and those not like you. It is a pretty simple thing, and we want to say it constantly and consistently today. Love the person next to you. Today. They don't have to be like you for you to love them. And that's a decency. And that's certainly a thing, I think, a trait of Lincoln, Nebraska, and the state in full. Most Husker fans can get on board with that. And that's what I'm asking. So we were talking about the NFL schedule. And again, if you see yourself as an NFL super fan, please put it in the text line that, you know what? I mean, when we put together a super fan show, that, you know, we have some people that we can go to that we can call on. Pete Ferguson, I am not alone. Voltron Unite. Yeah, you know, I'm there. Wendell says he's interested in being here for the Raiders. So we'll keep track. We'll do a post that goes on social media so that folks who may have missed this program will have the opportunity to nominate themselves as a Ticket super fan for a panel show that we would have that would kind of carry us through the season, and having local folks talk about their favorite NFL team. But we're not just about the NFL. That on college game days, there's opportunity to carry games. And again, we set the focus pretty standard with a North Star that, of course, will finish the Royal season and carry those games. We will carry high school sports on Friday or whatever, you know, time. Some there are some Saturday, early Saturdays where there are high school games for us to cover. Of course, Nick Sander, Jay Foreman, and crew to go through that and be a part of what we do. So 3-hour pregames based on the Husker schedule and the Husker schedule. Here's the thing that, because of the Big Ten and how work is done, not all of the games have a time set. Like, we don't know what time the games in October, November are going to be. We know one game. We know the Black Friday game. We know what time that is. But a lot, if you look at the Husker football schedule, the early games in the schedule, so we know what Kansas City is with Cincinnati. We know that that's a night game. So we know that with the College World Series and blur events, that we will have a crew in Kansas City that will broadcast from the stadium in the pregame from Kansas City. We will also have a crew simulcasting and broadcasting from Memorial Stadium at a student event. So we'll be on the field. So we'll be split in threes, Kansas City, Memorial Stadium, and then, of course, here at 11th and O in the studio for that Thursday night game, August 28th. Now, you know, that works out really well. It works out really well. And then for September 6th, it is a night game. So 6:30 kickoff against Akron at home. Pre-game show will start at 4. Post-game would start approximately 9:30. You would probably go to midnight. That's a full day. But there is an early game. There's an early game that we carry. Looks like that one would be TCU and North Carolina. Now, we were offered Oklahoma State and Oregon, but that's a 2 p.m., right? Which would push into the pregame show. Now, there is some possibility in some of these cases where we multi-stream, but we'll, again, first things first in football season. The following week, September 13th, the Huskers play Houston Christian at 11 a.m. That means an 8 o'clock pregame show. The game itself from 11 until 2, and then postgame show probably upwards of 5 o'clock. That's a pretty full Saturday. We were offered Georgia versus Tennessee. Can't do it, but there will be a Michigan-Oklahoma game at 7 o'clock, which we can carry. Yeah, yeah. We'd be rather excited about that. I'm going to go through some of the games. Now, here's the thing that happens, and circle this. Circle this, because I don't know if this has ever happened before. I don't know if it's ever happened before. But on September 20th, the Huskers at 2:30 host the Michigan Wolverines. 2:30, Saturday. September 20th. Do you know? Of course, that would mean that, you know, our pregame would start at 11, probably.
Yeah.
11? Some would say noon. Noon. Okay. Noon pregame for the what I would think would be the tailgated year here in Lincoln, especially to that point. The pregame for that one, midday, national TV game. I mean, that's the CBS game, right? Right? 2:30, 5:30, post-game probably run, because it's a big game, probably run till, you know, 6 or 7. What we were offered to air here on the ticket. Wait a minute. Jackson, do you know what game we were offered to air on the ticket?
What game, DP?
Michigan versus Nebraska.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Now, mind you, I'm not telling anybody not to listen to the Huskers call. I wouldn't say that. But I'm certainly not going to tell you not to listen to the Huskers on the ticket. Because I don't ever recall a Husker football game being aired live on the ticket. I don't think it's ever happened. And let me tell you, we are going to act an ever-loving fool on the ticket on that Saturday. You listen, to tell you, to love that way too much. I love this way too much. And I'm not saying to anybody, you know, don't don't be a part of Husker Nation. Don't listen to the home call. Like all those things. Like, I get it. But I'm also not going to celebrate the fact that we have built a thing that is so good and so profound and so consistent that the national folks would offer us this game. I don't know what's ever done. People correct me if I'm wrong. But do I love it? Yes, I love it. I love it a lot. It's Dumb and Dumber. I like it a lot. I can't help it. The 27th, and again, this is, you know, again, we'll fit it in the schedule of things, right? We'll fit it in the schedule of things. The 27th is a bye week for the Huskers. We will have two games that day, maybe three. We will have Auburn and Texas A&M. And then we will have Alabama, Georgia. Alabama and Georgia on a bye week Saturday in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey.
And the Georgia. That, come on. Come on. I'm thrilled about it. I'm absolutely thrilled about it. October 4, they have offered us. And again, this is where the Husker schedule is as such, and it's kind of the TBA sort of deal, that Michigan State on October 4th is a TBA, so you can't really plan, but we've been offered Clemson, North Carolina, and Texas, Florida. The following week, they travel to College Park, Maryland, October 11th, depending on the game time, and I would imagine that that's probably an early kick, being East Coast and the Terps, but we were offered at the same time Florida and Texas A&M, and Ohio State, Illinois. The following week, the 18th, the Huskers play on the 17th. It's a Friday night game. So, of course, no high school football coverage that particular Friday. But on Saturday, they said, listen, we're going to give you some work. Tennessee and Alabama, and SMU versus Cleveland. That was an ACC title game sort of deal, and we like that. We like it a lot. 25th. Saturday the 25th, the Huskers will host Northwestern. That is a TBA. On the 25th, we have the options of BYU and Iowa or Alabama and South Carolina. Give me games. November 1st. The Huskers travel out to the Rose Bowl to play the Bruins in Pasadena. We don't know the time, but I would imagine it is late afternoon or night, one of the two. I would pretty much imagine middle of the day as well. But on that day, I believe the nighttime game is Penn State at Ohio State. The day game, if they bunch it in the middle, we would get Miami and SMU. 15th is a bye week for the Huskers. It's a bye week. They offer you this little tasty morsel. They want to give you Texas at Georgia. Look at them go. Or, hey, how about a night game, a little bit saucy, LSU, Alabama. When I tell you that they've done a wonderful thing, that Friday the 28th is Black Friday. That is an 11 o'clock kick here against Iowa. That's a full day for us. We know it's a full day. But what they've offered us that night, later in the day, is Ohio State, Michigan on a Saturday. We also were offered Notre Dame, Stanford. How about that? Do you like apples? How you like those apples? And then it doesn't stop, because when we get to December, we will carry the SEC championship game, the Big Ten championship game, the Atlantic Coast Conference game, championship game, and then on December 13th, the classic Army versus Navy. Do you like it? Do you like it?
That's pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me a schedule of things that we can do. It is special. Right? From the text line, Bob BJ says, does that mean Nick and Jay calling Husker for some? No. No, but they will do. I can tell you this, though. There will be some games where we do live sports talk during Husker games. So if we don't have enough time to carry another game, we can put different combinations of people on who just are live as you watch the Huskers. Now, we can't do Husker play-by-play, but we can talk about the game. And I think that is an opportunity, but that's also a big sponsorship opportunity. Somebody has to foot the bill for that, because that's additional cash out of pocket, but imagine, you know, a Husker hangout with Jay and Nick, or, you know, it could be VJ and it could be Carrick, or who knows, right? But I think that would be a thing. As a matter of fact, in some cases, we would do that from a bar. We can do it either from studio or we can do it from a bar. So if you have a business that wants to sponsor Husker Hangout, or a business that wants to sponsor the Ticket Superfans, reach out, because I think they're both going to be noble ideas and concepts going into the fall. So we'll do that. We'll throw it to break again. As I will remind you throughout the course of this show today, no matter what you believe, no matter what you hope for, love Lincoln today. Carry it with you. It will be necessary. It's necessary every day. It would be great every day, but it's good to see that outside here on O Street, there are some folks who are together making a statement. So love y'all. We'll come back. We'll close out this hour of One-on-One here on The Ticket.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The song says one nation under a group, not divided, not against each other, one nation. I'm just going to keep saying it. Love thy neighbor. Don't care if they're a new neighbor, old neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Love Lincoln today, and because, just simply because, and that really is reason enough. From the text line, so Bill says, so when we see each of the daily shows, guys, as bobbleheads on display at the station's DP. So here's the thing. It makes perfect sense.
Cost-efficient way to get it done.
Well, through State Farm, yeah. It's like, wait a minute. But imagine trying to herd these kittens that are the talent of the ticket and telling them to be sure to go and get their State Farm bobblehead. Austin got his. Jake got his. I want to say baseball. Ellie got hers. Rashawn and Farley, I would imagine that Rashawn got his, but I'm not sure, because they were talking about it, but then they were trying to leave. I don't think Carricker got his, but that would be one. I'm not sure they make a bobblehead that big. That needs to be a full-size bobblehead. But selling bobbleheads aren't – if there's a company, if you know of a company that makes bobbleheads for a reasonable price, like, let me know. But I don't know that is the thing, right? Like, I don't know how cheaply you can get that, right? But I'm open to it. I'm absolutely open to it. So, you know, that's a thing. I'm open to it. Pecan Pie, how you doing, brother? It's good to see you on. Here's the people, he asked the question, do people actually say out loud they're a Raider fan? Yes, they do. Again, just like the Evil Empire, right? The Evil Empire, the Dallas Cowboys.
Come on now.
And look, I've grown and matured enough that I could say the two words Dallas Cowboys together and not like puke in my own mouth. So I am maturing emotionally in that. But they still will be forever identified as the Evil Empire. Look, I'm a DC kid. Birthrights. There's certain things that was passed down to me by uncles. You know what? You don't like those. Look, when we say this, I've lived in all these places where you have to choose. Everybody has the right. Dallas is the right. Sorry. Forever. It's never going to change. Just going to say. I have friends who played for the Cowboys. I have friends who actually gave me their authentic Cowboys jersey. And I have them somewhere in storage. Charles Haley was one that quite frankly, loved the guy. Virginia, you know, played James Madison with Gary Clark. Oh, yeah. They were best friends, lived in the neighborhood. There's a picture that exists with me with a Cowboys jersey, and I hide that picture as much. My friends keep it as like, they're going to hold it hostage, right? That, okay, we're going to need this. But I love this. And again, I will say this, that it will be an open space where super fans will get an opportunity to come down and talk about their team. So again, on the text line, if you have interest in auditioning for being an NFL super fan for the ticket, then put it in on the Starter Hammer text line, 402-464-5685, and just say, now, if there are multiple super fans from a team, then we will have an audition, and we will bring in everybody from that team, and then you will make your pitch as to why you should be a ticket super fan. And that will be a series of one-on-one shows in the month of July.
Ooh, okay.
It's a thing. You're going to have to prove your worth. You're going to have to prove that I can trust you with a microphone, right? I have to be able to choose. I can prove, trust you with a microphone. So it's going to be a thing. Magic says he's a Raider fan. Magic, see, that's just it, right? That's what I'm talking about, is to have people have the ability to say, be in the ticket family via the super fan and be able to come in and have shows. Farley is in the building. We're going to throw it to break. Come back. Second hour of one-on-one coming up here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. It's time to go one-on-one with DP.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. Hour number two. Indoor. Thanks. If you are out and about in Lincoln, head down to 11th and O. Come on into the mill, get yourself something to drink, shake hands with some of the people. There's a handshaking and high-fiving going on outside. Again, a reminder, just out of love, that Lincoln loves today. Love thy neighbor. Pretty simple business. We keep it simple. The Starter Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. The Starter Hammond text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? And you do. You do. You know you do. You need the shout out. You need for somebody to hear you, and you need for the world to know that you're out here listening, partying, being a good human being on a Saturday in Husker Nation. So hit us up on the Sarda Heyman text line. Give me a shout out, and I'll shout you back. Why? Because I love you, and I mean it. Don't have to fake it. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. And this would be an opportunity. This is what, again, in moving the station down to 11th and O, and putting the station in a fishbowl at the corner was for a variety of reasons. One, access to the university, access to the people. But I wanted the old journalist in me wants to be the eyes and ears of downtown Lincoln, to see the weather, to see traffic, to see the people, see the mood, see the vibe. Jackson, it would be a decent time to put up the street cam on the stream, and we'll leave it there for about 30 seconds for folks to see what's going on outside the ticket on O Street at 11th and O here today on this Saturday. So you can just kind of see what's happening, and he will leave that there for the next bit. And I'm just going to say this as simple as I can say it. The radio station is a part of the community, and it is a part of just connecting. And that you can find most sports fans, and most of them will not agree on everything. But the way you carry that conversation is important. How you speak to what you feel is important in your consideration of the person that you're having this conversation with. So I can believe what I believe, and I can ask Jackson what he believes and who he loves and why. And I, their connection is meeting halfway on the bridge to say that, Jackson, I care enough to ask who you root for and why, and then not be disrespectful of it. The beauty of what we do is that we can meet on the bridge. And again, from your side, my side, make the bridge our side. That you take what you love and why you love it from your side of the bridge, you meet in the middle of the bridge to share what you love and why. I will do the same. I will bring from my side what I love and why and how I love it to the middle of the bridge, and I'll share it with you. And then we agree not to burn the bridge. Because nobody wins if we burn the bridge while sharing what's on either side of it. And I keep it simple in that I will meet you from where you are to a new place. In the middle of the bridge is never the same anytime two people meet from the other side. And we agree not to burn it down because we cannot burn the bridge while we're on it. And then you go back to your side of the bridge. You take what I shared with you, which is love. If I authentically shared you what I love, who I love, how I love it, you take it back to your side of the bridge. And your side is better for it. I will take what you love, how you love it, and I will walk it back to my side of the bridge, bridge intact, with an understanding that there's love on the other side of the bridge. My side will be better, your side will be better, and our side will be better. As long as we agree to not burn the bridge. Meeting in the middle of the bridge is a really cool thing. Anthony has a question on the text line. He says this, NFL question for DP, do you support teams in your division to win or make the division stronger, or do you want to see the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles just flop all season to help seal a playoff run for your Commanders? Packers fan, by the way, I like seeing a strong NFC North, so when the Pack win, it's just that much sweeter. So here's where I stand, and I'm an old NFC East when it comes to the NFL. And it's weird because it's not that way in other sports. The AL East, the Yankees fans are not rooting for the Boston Red Sox.
That's true.
The LA Lakers, do you think Sacramento's rooting for the LA Lakers? Mm-mm. Golden State? No, not a chance. Not a chance. NHL, do you think the Caps fans root for the Flyers? Rangers? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But the NFL is a different beast. College football is often a different beast because that conference play, right? There's pride. There was pride in the regionalized conferences in college football. So the old Southwest Conference, right? Before this version of the SEC, the old Southwest Conference was all about the Southwest Conference. They didn't care about the SEC. The Pac-12, wait a minute, you think UCLA rooted for USC? No, it's not a shot. Washington State, that's a rivalry game. Texas A&M and Texas, you think Aggies are rooting for the Longhorns? But the NFL is different. The NFL, for whatever reason, is different. And it's a great question because it allows you to say this. So let me say this as clearly as I can say this. I never root for the Cowboys. There was a shirt that was very popular in Washington, D.C. back in the day. And the shirt said, and literally everybody had the shirt, but the shirt said, I root for the Redskins and whoever the Cowboys are playing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Right? And those shirts are appropriate. Like, I would imagine that if you're a Bears fan, you have to take some medicine with sugar to get you to root for the Green Bay Packers. If you're a Bears fan, How do you digest that? Like, how do you say out loud, I don't need the Cowboys, Eagles, and Giants to suck for the Commanders to do well. The Commanders need to do well because the Commanders are the best team. That's what I want. That's the aspiration. I don't need to coattail ride the teams in the conference or my division. No, I want them all 500. Because I want them to beat each other up. I want the Commanders undefeated in the NFC East, and I need the other three teams to beat each other up and finish 500 in the division. That's what I want. And I'm perfectly fine with, in a year, certain years where the Cowboys are 0 in the division. I want the Cowboys over. Like, I want them all to be over, but it's not possible. And in order to protect the thing that you say, I need the Commanders to be undefeated in the NFC East. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. If they're undefeated in the NFC, I root for my team. It doesn't. If the Huskers win every game in the Big Ten, I don't care what the other Big Ten teams do. I don't care. That's not my focus and not my energy source. My energy source is putting everything into the vacuum that the Huskers are the best team in the Big Ten and they go undefeated. I don't care what Michigan State does. I don't care what Iowa does. Because guess what? If the Huskers go undefeated, they knocked off Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota and or Ohio State, USC or UCLA, Washington or Oregon. They did their thing. And everybody else has to then play catch up to the Nebraska Huskers. I don't care. I don't spend my time. I don't spend my energy in that. And I get that there's a part of it that goes, well, strength of schedule and that assorted whatnot. But that's analytical stuff that doesn't matter with playing the game on the field. Because if the Huskers do their thing and they go undefeated in the Big Ten, guess what? The strength of schedule stuff all plays in because guess what? You're undefeated and you're playing in the tournament. You're in the playoff.
Yeah.
True. And you just have to beat another team. And if you're undefeated, I don't care who the other team is. We spend time and energy, and I get it. But I always root against when it's the NFC East versus anybody else because there's nobody that can affect the Commanders' season other than the Commanders. Then there are times when you need help, right? You start to, schedule watch at the end of the year and go, okay, if this, then that. Well, no, that means that the Commanders aren't doing the thing. Control your own destiny. Win your own games. Mud Dog, how you doing on a Saturday? Thank you for reaching out greatly. Appreciate it. He says, I'm a Packers fan, and I always root against the Vikings and Bears. Lions have been bad for so long, I don't mind if they win, but I'm starting to hate them too. That's some real gangster football fan stuff. That, quite frankly, if I'm about my team and about my people and my community, and you say this when it comes to sports, that quite frankly, I don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing if we're doing what we're supposed to do. Husker fans spend a lot of time. Again, this is in the conversation of recruiting, transfer portal, that sort of thing. That Nebraska's recruiting only plays if Nebraska got who Nebraska wanted. It doesn't matter what. Listen, if Nebraska gets people, Matt Rhule, was having the conversation. He came in, stopped by the ticket. And in that conversation, he was speaking about recruiting and transfer portal and NIL. And in that, you're talking about, well, there is a prototype to what Nebraska wants. They don't want Lamborghini guys. They want blue collar guys. Now, I would have asked another question. Well, you got to break that down for me, what a blue collar Nebraska football player is. All right, tell me what that is. What are you telling me? You don't need a Lamborghini guy. Oh, you got a Lamborghini guy. Dylan Rose, is he blue collar or Lamborghini? ask player 105 on the roster. Yeah, he's working. But Lamborghini guys work to get the Lamborghini. Well, Patrick Mahomes, he's a Lamborghini guy, right? If the picture of a Lamborghini guy is Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, they work hard. They work at their craft. So you have to define what that means. But Matt Rhule determines what he wants his roster to look like. And if you want a bunch of guys that will simply outwork whoever they compete against, I'm all in. Because he can pick, literally in the conversations that coaches have with players, it is what work are you going to be? Who are you going to be when things get difficult? Most recruiting videotapes are at the player at their best. And I saw 20 plays, and this guy at his best, oh my goodness, at his best, he's a Husker. Except for they didn't show you the 20 worst plays. And they didn't tell you how he got through the process when things were bad. Because success at the collegiate level, especially the Power Four level, depends more on how you handle the negative than how you handle the positive. We all see the positive. But in the corner of a locker room or in a dorm room or in a classroom somewhere or on campus late at night, right, the worst in you shows up, and that dictates how this thing plays out. So you have to say those things. Focus on the Huskers. On the Huskers. And whatever that looks like. If you get the 105 best players that you can get for the budget, for the amount of money you have, and at the positions that you need, again, I don't know any great quarterbacks that are blue collar quarterbacks. Jim Kelly would this is Pennsylvania blue steel mill quarterback who was a linebacker in high school. Right? Quarterback that was a linebacker in high school. Blue collar? Or is he a Lamborghini? Is he running at the highest speeds on the lowest amount of fuel possible, but it's elite fuel? Joe Montana, Lamborghini, another Pennsylvania quarterback, still middle quarterback, blue collar, or is he a Lamborghini? Dan Marino, Pennsylvania quarterback, blue collar, Lamborghini. So it means what you want it to mean, and you know what you want your program to look like, and I think that's just a real thing. Like Brett Favre. Now, if you ran in Green Bay in the circle, so Mississippi Mudduck says Brett Favre is undoubtedly a blue collar guy. Yes, blue collar guy. But that dude ran in some serious circles. And I'm not sure, right? I'm just not sure what that means. In theory, I get it, but I know that most great leaders and great players are a combination of both. If you're just one and not the other, there's going to be a problem because there's going to be a disconnect. Remember, meeting on the bridge. A Lamborghini can't lead blue collar, and blue collar can't lead Lamborghini. They have to work together. You got to have, like, listen, Lamborghini's great, but the happiest guys are guys who have the Lamborghini and the Silverado. Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? They've got to listen. You can have the John Deere, but when you need to hit the highway, they've got a car. They got a car. Look, it's nice to have that monster truck, but guess what? There are times and places where you need, I feel the need for speed. And that's all fair. Wet Blanket, you are always appreciated and respected. He goes, I can disagree with you and love you. These are not mutually exclusive. That is American, the most American thing I've read all day. That is the exceptional thing, and you are appreciated, sir. Truly, truly, truly. Look, if you tell me that blue collar is wearing jeans and mowing the lawn in John Deere, okay. How many Super Bowl champion quarterbacks is that? Two.
Yeah, probably.
Two. Is Mahomes a John Deere guy? He's from Texas. He's not a John Deere guy.
No.
Yes, he is. But he's also a Lamborghini guy. Yeah, I was like, Jalen Hurts is an Oklahoma. Like, you're talking about Oklahoma. Listen, I'm about that business. Right? It takes both. And in this day and age, how would you identify? For me, winning is an accumulation of all good things and having options. So you need the blue collar, you need the linear guys, the run through the wall guys, you need the creative guys that see the play before it happens and gets to the right spot at the right time. You need a combination of them both. If you stick to one side, you're limited. If you have one type of player, you are limited. It's like watching the College World Series. If you have all power pitchers, you're limited. It'd be great if you had 12 guys who all threw 97. But there are times in the game where you need a breaking ball in the dirt at 86 to get you a ground ball double play. Both are required. It'd be great to have a lineup filled with 50 home run guys.
Yeah.
But if you can't run the bases and you can't hit a breaking ball, not the same. A team full of 300 hitters, fantastic. But when you need a three-run bomb, right? Because a team of 300 hitters, you got to package a bunch of hits together. Sports, that's the way it works. You can't have a hockey team. You need a thug out there on skates to set things right when your finesse player gets pinned up against the wall too many times. You need somebody that can move people out of the crease. You also need people that can outskate the opponent to the puck. Sports isn't built on it being all of one thing. It just isn't. UFC, it evolves. Stand-up game is the way that it starts, and then they figured out that if they could wrestle, they had a great opportunity because the stand-up guy hates being on his back and can't knock you out while he's laying flat on his back, or it's very minute that he can't. Right, then they learn jujitsu, and they learn that, listen, grapple to be able to transition from one to the other and to be able to have a way to finish a match, right? You can have all of these teams, these factions in the UFC, MMA, you know, the Blaxicans, you got Team Alpha. They all are a combination. In each gym, each dojo, there's somebody that is a wrestler, somebody that can throw hands, somebody that's, you know, an artist, a conditioning guy, like a motor guy. Then there's the guy with the brick jaw that no matter what you hit him with, he can still fight through. Sports is about the accumulation of all good things. I keep saying, like, it's easy to say, you know, I had the honor of being able to give a couple of TEDs, and one of them was that instead of waiting for superheroes, we need to build them. And in order to build them, not only do we need to identify the best athlete in the sport on the team that we're playing, the best athlete. That's easy. Give me 30 athletes, I can tell you which one's the best player in a matter of moments. Then I'm going to find the guy who has the highest IQ about the sport that we're talking about. Is that a blue collar guy? Is that a Lamborghini guy? Mm-hmm. You tell me. Then the hardest worker. Ah, that sounds like a blue collar guy. Right? That sounds like the blue collar guy. The hardest worker, because that's the standard. I need the best athlete. I need the guy with the highest IQ. I need the guy that works the hardest. And then I need the guy that works the room, the smartest academic guy, the guy that gets it, that quite frankly, I'm going to put the process in. And if I don't have all four of those things, I don't have a complete team. I don't have a complete roster. I don't have a complete group. That's why they keep track of GPAs at the collegiate level. And guess what? The NFL knows. The NFL knows that I better have some smart guys on my roster. That I better have some elite Lamborghinis on my roster. That I need to have some absolute blue-collar, gritty, gutsy guys on my roster. And then, quite frankly, I need people that know the sport, love the sport, and will push the sport. But that's what it is. Yeah, Wet Blanket says this on the text line. He goes, the GM for Oak for the Thunder openly says that he prioritized family background and ability to be satisfied in a small market when evaluating talent, which is why they play elite defense, blue collar. Last night, they won because SGA is an elite talent, a Lamborghini. All of it's required. Great defense, and here's full agreement with it. The beauty of the OKC Thunder defense, it takes blue-collar work, but it takes Lamborghini 6'7" to 6'9" Greyhounds to get to actually effectively play defense that way. You a grinder in that space doesn't work in that defense because you have got to go from midline underneath the basket, midline from tip of the basket to the corner three, and then back to midline in the fewest amount of steps with your eyes working in every direction and your hands in the space that you're covering. That means that no, while you get from the furthest corner to the midline of the defense, that your hands actively defend that space from a pass, allowing no entrance or balls past your head. All things are required to be complete. If you just know football, it's hard for you to do radio 200 days a year, 250 days a year. It's much easier if you know basketball and baseball and hockey and MMA and volleyball and wrestling. It becomes easier then, doesn't it? Now, nobody works harder at consuming data in this business than I do. But to say that I'm not a Lamborghini when it comes to how we put these words together and creating the idea and the thought, that would not be true. I am both blue collar and Lamborghini all in one. I'm urban and suburban at the same time. I'm old school and new school. Digital can't beat me. Digital can't beat me. I'm old school and new school. And what I hire around me are people who are willing to expand their game. Don't tell me you're blue collar. You're only going to do blue collar work, because guess what? You can't keep up with the Lamborghini if you don't. And the Lamborghini, guess what? There are corners and blind spots that you can't get to that the blue-collar guy is required to do. You can tell me you're one or the other, and I'm going to applaud it. I'm going to tell you, in completion, you need to be both. That's how it works. We'll throw it a break. Come back more. One-on-one here on The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Saturday on The Ticket 101. Jackson running the board, keeping us on time and on purpose. Greatly appreciate you, young man. It has been a day. And again, I thank you all for being gracious enough to hang out with us on a Saturday. The text line, you have been exceptional, as you always are, letting us know that we're not out here shouting to the cloud, we're actually talking, having conversations with actual people that we respect and care about, and we can connect on several different ways. A little sports talk on a Saturday is always good for you. We'll have Youth League football. Tank Perry, Jim Sandman will come through at 11 o'clock, take you to noon. I will come back on, give you some College World Series updates at 12 noon, talk a little bit about a really nice UFC card that's happening in Atlanta tonight. Talk about the NBA Finals. And, of course, the Thunder gave us that thing where we quite frankly have a 2-2 series. It's a best of three now, and all four games have been wonderful. The NHL and the Stanley Cup Finals, it's been a series for the ages. Edmonton and Florida, just man, skate for skate, shot for shot, save for save, overtime taking us, you know, into places where you're having to identify the kind of hockey that's being played, the Stanley Cup Finals. And I think everybody, hockey truists, are thrilled by it. And both the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals, neither in the media hubs that often make for the best conversation, but it's letting you know that, quite frankly, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. You don't need to have, it doesn't always have to be the names that you know the most, the teams that you are most familiar with. Sometimes the best teams are outside of that. Back to the text line. Isaac, it's good to hear from you on a Saturday. Thank you very much for what you're doing. Appreciate you hanging out. Mississippi Mud Dog says, just to add to the analogy of Lamborghini versus blue collar, so Lamborghinis can't haul fridges and bleep. You need a Silverado for that work. Absolutely. Listen, it's not even all the same kind of truck required. Like, there are different, how many different kinds of John Deere tractors are there?
So many.
Right, not all of them do the same job.
Yeah, even getting into the international harvesters and all the
things. Right, like, just to understand, quite frankly, and listen, if you need to get somewhere fast, you need a Lamborghini. You need to get somewhere steady. You need to go through some stuff. You need blue collar. You need the Silverado.
Come on.
You need the John Deere. We get it. But Big Ten football, the idea that Big Ten football is all John Deere, tractor, no. It's a wonderful theory. Pipeline is real. But the pipeline has some Lamborghinis behind it, man. You better understand. Tommy Frazier is a Lamborghini, bro. That's a Lamborghini. Turner Gill's a Lamborghini. Mike Rozier, Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they put in work. They put in blue-collar work. But they had a Lamborghini engine. Don't trip. Don't trip. All right, here's the Big Ten. You think Ohio State's a blue-collar team, or is that a team full of blue-collar and Lamborghinis? They got Lamborghinis. They all them Lamborghinis show up really on draft day. Draft day, everybody loves to drive off the parking lot in the NFL in a Lamborghini. But you also know you better have some tractors. You better have some trucks in the snow. You better have listen, we understand. We understand. We fully get it. And I love it. We talked about this thing that, listen, that Big Ten football, Big Ten basketball, Big Ten baseball, Big Ten volleyball, it is an accumulation of a lot of skill sets to be successful at the highest level. It's necessary. To say that Nebraska athletes are superheroes, they're in the top 1% of humans doing the thing that they do, right? They're the top 1% of humans who play football, play the sport. They're also the top percent of humans academically, the top percent of people in the amount of work that they put in, et cetera. And they're competing against all those people who are also in the top percent. Now, here's the difference. If you had a team, and again, this was another analogy that was used, you could be in crisis. You could be in competition. Do you want the Incredible Hulk? Most people would say, yes. I will go into any competition, any battle with the Incredible Hulk. But what if swimming is required?
No.
You need Aquaman.
It's true.
You need Aquaman. Can Hulk fly a plane?
No.
Maybe I need Wonder Woman, who has an invisible jet and a rope that can get us to the truth. Or maybe I need Superman with a set of powers. Or maybe I need Batman on the ground. Maybe I need Captain America with his utility belt and gold. The situation dictates that you have an accumulation of superstars and superheroes to be successful at the highest level. It cannot just be one or the other. It's great to be the Incredible Hulk. It's fantastic. But is he the same in snow? Can he handle the ice? Can he handle the heat? Yeah. Right. And maybe you need Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's what Mud Dog says. Yeah. Right. Right. Maybe. Hey, listen, if you, we talk about in like the Survivor Series and the like, that there are super teams, but if you look at wrestling factions, they all have an acute. They have a Lamborghini, Ric Flair. Take the Four Horsemen. They had the Lamborghini, right? Then they had the Blue Collar Enforcer and Arn Anderson. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they had two because they had Ole at the same time. They had both Anderson brothers. Oh, true. But Ole was the cerebral. Arn was the cerebral assassin. It was Ole who was that I will run through the fence. And then Tully Blanchard was an absolute Lamborghini with blue collar skill. If you put together any faction, take Flair, Batista, Randy Orton Jr., Triple H. None are the same. They all have different skill sets. Bloodline, different skill sets.
Oh yeah.
Different skill sets. Superheroes have to run in packs, but listen, you can't have all the same. You can't have all the same. It doesn't work. But I understood what the coach rule meant. Like he knows it's the part of coaching where you know who can play for you in your system and in your culture and in your environment. Not everybody, not every blue collar guy is going to fit Matt Rule's style of play. One, because if it's just a bunch of blue collar guys, you don't stand out. You're just going to be one of a bunch of dudes who do the same thing well. Okay, we playing fullback football? Is that what we're doing? Straight ahead, 3 yards in a cloud of dust? Is that what we're doing? In the Big Ten, would that work? There are some days where that would work. But there are also some days where, you know, you better, you need some speed to turn. You need somebody that can speed on rails, bro. And you need somebody that can do it by air. It can't just be all on the ground. By air, by sea, we need it all. You need it all. And that's the beauty of it, right? That in sports, diversity matters. Being able to be flexible in that space, right, to go through that. It's beautiful. And so we like the fact that you get to positive wins, and then you start accumulating pieces that fit your puzzle. You know, if you're a vegan chef, you don't need the best poultry. It doesn't serve what you're doing. It's not a part of your mission, man. It's not your way. It's not your way. You could be a vegan culinary genius, but you factioned yourself. You can't reach everybody. That's just how it works. And we're really good. I mean, this is why on 101, I tend to go, like, I will change subjects and I will change the conversation, because there's so much in sports that you could have a conversation about the Nebraska Huskers and the IQ, the football IQ of Nebraska Husker players. You could have a work ethic conversation about Nebraska players, and it's a different group of players and then some of the same. You could talk about the physical phenoms, the folks who, quite frankly, jump off the page, right? That jump off the page. We can use Thomas Fedoni as an example.
Oh, yeah.
A guy that, from a physical standpoint, he jumps off the page. He passes the eye test, right? Understanding of the game, being able to facilitate yourself, you and your skills, within the system that you're put in, and then being productive. There are tight ends in the past 15 years who have been more productive than Thomas Fedoni. Why? System, coordinator, quarterback, play call, opponents. No conversation is the same when it comes to that. You can talk about, listen, they had. Remember, we had Austin Allen. You had two tight ends that Vokolek and company, and you go, wait a minute. If you're talking about offensive tackles, let's talk about left tackle and right tackle. Not the same player, not the same responsibility.
Yeah.
Be nice if they're bookends, but not really. Point of attack guys are different than zone read guys. Eyes on. No matter what you're talking about in sports, if you're talking about Nebraska baseball, Nebraska basketball, if you said that the three most productive players in the last 7 years, Bryce Williams, Bryce McGowan's, Casey Tominaga. Fair?
Oh, yeah.
Fair?
By far.
Well, but
to me.
But there have been some other dudes.
It's true.
Now, Casey, hard worker, high IQ. Would you call him blue collar or Lamborghini? Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Bryce McGowan, blue collar, Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
Blue collar ethic, Lamborghini talent.
Very true.
Bryce Williams, critical moments, ball in hand, doing everything. Blue collar ethic, Lamborghini skill.
Hmm.
Derek Walker, one of the highest IQs and highest motors, undersized big. That's a great pull, Mud Dog. That's a great pull, but for the variety of reasons that his footwork, Derek Walker's footwork, is Lamborghini pure. Oh my goodness. And his touch, his assist, his ability to pass the ball through tight windows was a finesse. That's a finesse. But he, at being an undersized big, he had to grind. If you follow him on social media, you see his international play, what he's doing professionally, and his ability to play a European game as a big man. European bigs, Big Ten skill, blue collar skill, Lamborghini finesse. That's the NBA now. 7-footers. who have to get up and down the floor. You got to grind to get up and down the floor. But they play with finesse. They play the touch. Giannis. Wembanyama. Like, we can talk about it. Joker. Is Joker blue collar or is he a Lamborghini? Right. Right.
I was actually kind of hard.
LeBron. Some would say he's a John Deere tractor at 6'9" and a physical phenom. It's all in how, again, it's all in how you play it, how you want to talk about it. You know, SGA, that's a Lamborghini, but who works harder than he does? Halliburton, in the grind, critical situation, big possession, beating two of the top defenders in the NBA to a spot, 2 feet to the floor, being physically strong enough to elevate through friction, get the shot up over a double team, and knock down a game winner. Blue collar skill, Lamborghini athleticism. The work has been put in. You have to, how many times he repped getting from top of the key to the wing and then exploding vertically, top verticality to get above two defenders and then maintain that when he got to the top through the friction at the top of his athleticism, he still had the finesse to knock down the jumper. Call it what you want. Give me both. We'll throw it to break. One final segment of one-on-one for this hour before we hand it over to youth football.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It has been a spectacular morning. Again, Lincoln, Nebraska, gorgeous. Gorgeous, I tell you. You showed up in numbers, and it's been busy downtown. Haymarket, and here at the corner of 11th and O, the mill. Luke, shout out to Luke, who showed up this morning and was working. I would say he's made more drinks today than he has on any Saturday, not Nebraska, Colorado.
Yeah, probably.
In full. And I would also imagine that tomorrow morning will be pretty interesting on a Sunday. That a lot of the folks who are here in town are still going to be here in town. And that the College World Series is on point. That, again, we were down at Blur Events. We will be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you're invited to come join us down there. Again, ticket price packages range from $84 to $134 or so. Get what you want. Come hang out with us in air condition. They've got the misters, those spray misters at the top of the tent. Rain down cool mist.
That's the best.
Right?
That is the best.
You know, Magic, you're right. Luke is good people. That's why I shout him out any opportunity. Magic, as are you, kind sir, for all that you do with us, for our people. You are a wonderful ambassador for Lincoln. And I'm proud to have you as a part of the Ticket family, my friend. And that to be said for everybody on here, Mississippi Mud Dog, Isaac, Wet Blanket, Anthony, Bill and Bennett, Babalu. And BJ is always good. Pecan Pie, Pete, Wendell, Crowbait, just literally for folks that come hang out with us anytime and most of the time. And it's really cool. So it'll be a busy day with College World Series. 2 games later, we'll talk about those when I come back at 12 noon. But Bill and Bennett says this, what teams fans do you think wins the Jello Show title this year? I think it's LSU's title. Although, listen, I get that Murray State had people in play, right? They have people in play, but I think they have to have staying power in order for that to happen.
It's hard to knock down LSU when they're in Omaha.
Well,
at Rocco's, anyways.
Well, it's not only that, but it's again being there. If there's an additional, 8,000 LSU fans here for 3 days, that plays out. that plays out. So I'm looking at the for the current standings. Let's see. The one that they had yesterday or last night. So last night, LSU with 4410, Murray State with 2180, Coastal Carolina with 1753, Arkansas with 1538, Oregon, UCLA, Louisville, Arizona, all below 1,000. So I think that, I mean, you're talking about, you know, doubled. LSU has doubled Murray State as of last night. This was last night at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And, of course, I think, you know, in full. So you can follow that at the CWS shot board. CWS shot board. Just put in CWS Jello Shot Challenge. And they update it regularly, donations and checks. This is, again, $5 a shot. Rocco's on the road is a big thing there. And, again, they've been exceptional for all the folks. I mean, last year they donated $145,000. So bravo to that. Yeah. But I would think, listen, and Arkansas is a sleeper because whoever gets through tonight, whoever wins that game tonight, will leapfrog. If it's LSU, LSU is going to party. They're going to party on a Saturday night in Omaha.
Yeah, they're going to party till the next game.
Right.
Like, come on now.
And Arkansas. So I guess the question is whether you buy more when you're celebrating or if you're medicating. So will the winners drink more than the losers? Whoever loses tonight between LSU and Arkansas, does the loser drink more than the winner? I don't know.
If it's LSU, I would lean towards LSU either way.
Yeah.
I think if it's LSU, then yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Hey, it's the SEC. You never know.
It's good. Right. SEC. Yeah. Yeah. You can't spell it. You can't spell it. You need the S. So it's the shot league, the shot conference, the Southeast conference. They're here. They're representing. And they're disappointed in the number of teams that are here. They thought they would have more representation. But, hey, they're doing well with what they have. Anyway, we'll throw it to break. That'll be it for this hour of one-on-one. If our guys can make it in, they made it in. Good deal. So Tank and Jim made it in through all the traffic and all of the humans here. So they will carry us through. He made it through. Gives the thumbs up. I'll be back at the 12 noon hour for more one-on-one here on 93.7 The Ticket. Remember, Lincoln, love today. Love today. Love thy neighbor, please. Because.